And now, the man radio can't seem to get rid of, Chip Brown.
In the immortal words of Judy Brown, happiness is a choice, and it is incredibly easy to be happy today because the Chip Brown Show, brought to you by Apple Leasing, is coming to you live from the Ticket City House in Augusta, Georgia, Azalea Drive. Oh my goodness, so much has happened in the last 48 hours that we're going to tell you about and relive from our journey here, the Chip Brown Show journey to the Ticket City House in Augusta for the Masters, and what happened yesterday and what's happening today. So far, the weather is holding, knock on wood. I shouldn't even say that. I probably just jinxed it, and we're going to have a typhoon come through Augusta, Georgia. But at this moment, we are good. We are good. And how about this this leaderboard? This leaderboard here at the Masters. I mean, could they have asked for more when you get Sergio Garcia? And this is easily my favorite story from yesterday. And T-Bone, Taylor Gaspar, executive producer of the show, got her first experience at the Masters yesterday. And how about this? We got to see Sergio Garcia, Fred Couples, the amazing 14-year-old who is Tian Lang Guan, who is taking over the Masters at the age of 14. He shot a 73. We saw him birdie 18 yesterday. He played with Ben Crenshaw of Austin. And then you get all those names at the top of the leaderboard. Sergio Garcia, Freddie Couples, Ricky Fowler. The girls love Ricky Fowler, for crying out loud. And he was dressed as a highlighter pen yesterday, walking around Augusta National. Tiger Woods is 2-under, so he's drafting right behind the leaders in perfect position. Phil Mickelson at 1-under. So you've got all these great names on the leaderboard. And then you've got these celebrity girlfriends. And they were out in force yesterday. Lindsey Vonn, following around Tiger Woods, the paparazzi, the photographers all over Lindsey Vonn. And then Caroline Wozniacki, who's like top three women's tennis player in the world. I'm watching Rory McIlroy on 17 yesterday, and I look over T-Bone's shoulder, and there is Caroline Wozniacki, top three women's tennis player in the world, who's dating Rory McIlroy and is smoking hot. That's all I can say. And then Paulina Gretzky, the daughter of Wayne Gretzky and Janet Jones, who is dating Dustin Johnson. So you had all that going on at the Masters. It's always you can't make anything too big, and including the prices of these badges. Good gravy. We're here at the Ticket City House right now, and this is the hottest ticket in sports, period. The Masters is back in force, and in talking to the gang here at Ticket City, they haven't seen demand pricing like this for Masters badges in 10 years, at least 10 years. So back when Tiger was absolutely dominating the sport, and the sense about this year is that Tiger's back. It could happen. You've got all these other storylines. And that leads me to Sergio Garcia, because this is flipping fascinating. Sergio Garcia, last year at the Masters, shot a 75 on Saturday and then basically announced he was not good enough to win the Masters, or basically any major. He walked off the course and said, "I'm not good enough. I don't have the thing I need to have. In 13 years as a pro, I've come to the conclusion that I need to play for second or third place. I have no more options. I wasted my options. Tell me something I can do. It was like cutting open his veins and just bleeding out inadequacy. Sergio Garcia, who, remember his youthful exuberance as a teenager trying to challenge Tiger in 1999 at the PGA, and the guy was running around like this happy-go-lucky kid that was going to storm golf. And 13 years later, he's basically saying, ugh, I'm a mess. And then there's Sergio Garcia yesterday. And the really fascinating element to Sergio Garcia, he's 6 under, he could have been 8 under. He was that good on the front nine. He could have been, he almost birdied every hole on the front. He was locked in the zone, and then he finishes, he comes off the course, and he goes back to being Eeyore. He goes back to being Schleprock. And he basically says, I'm just going to go with it. I'm just going to enjoy it while it lasts. You know, who knows? Could all go south in a second. And it's a fascinating story. I mean, he said, this is obviously not my favorite place, meaning the Masters. And then he said, my most favorite place, that is. We try to enjoy it as much as we can. Sometimes it comes out better than others. Today, it was one of those good days. Let's enjoy it while it lasts, end quote. So Sergio Garcia, the king of the pessimist club, all of a sudden, the man who's just waiting for the piano to drop on his head, how does he hold it together? Does he hold it together? Because Garcia is a guy who's always struggled with his perception with the fans. He's always struggled with his putter, too. That doesn't help, especially at the Masters, where the hole really starts on the green, the undulation of these greens. Now, it is a different year, and that's what got everyone yesterday, because the greens are soft, the course is soft. It rained last night. It's going to be even softer today, which means guys are going to be able to attack pins in ways they're not normally able to attack pins at Augusta National, where you hear comparisons of the greens to things like tabletops and trying to stop the ball on a tabletop. And it was fascinating yesterday because some guys figured it out, like Sergio Garcia, and he goes 6 under. Fred Couples figured it out. He's near the top of the leaderboard. But guys like Phil Mickelson didn't. Listen to what Phil Mickelson had to say after his round. He struggled to get to 1 under, but he basically said that I blew it. My previous course knowledge at Augusta National is to respect the greens so much that I didn't attack the greens the way I should have. And so Phil Mickelson said, I wasted an opportunity. I've got to be aggressive today in the second round here on Friday to take advantage of these soft greens. So fascinating storylines. It is shaping up to be every bit the hyped, you know, Masters that these prices for these badges are dictating. And I mean, how often do you get a 14-year-old, let this sink in, please. A 14-year-old at the Masters shooting a 1-over par 73. Okay? Think about what you were doing when you were 14 years old. Okay? You were probably popping your first pimple. All right? Or, you know, wondering why your voice is starting to go, I mean, this kid is playing golf at the Masters, not the local PGA event, the Masters, and shoots a 73. Holy, I mean, when I was 14, I was trying not to, you know, embarrass myself in front of Laura Shaw, who I think was, you know, the first girl I ever kissed or something. I don't know. I mean, this kid is so oblivious. He's 14 years old. He's walking around the Augusta National yesterday shooting a 73. Are you kidding me? And I'm thankful to say, and thanks to Ticket City, who's making everybody's dreams come true this week here at Augusta National, I'm standing there on 18 watching Tian Ling Guan drain a 20-foot birdie putt from off the green and watching the reaction of the fans. This kid is as fascinating to watch today and if he keeps it up over the weekend. I mean, the big speculation about Tian Ling Guan, the 14-year-old, was whether he would even keep it below 80 in the Masters. And he's one over par. It's going to be a fascinating cut line today because the golf course is there for the taking. What does Augusta National do in terms of pin placements? They normally have, you know, this all worked out well in advance, where they're going to put the pins each day. Some holes will be there for the taking. Other holes, the pin placement will be so difficult, you'd be thankful to get out of there with par. But with the course giving up birdies like it did yesterday, what does Augusta National do? Do they change things up, put more tough pin placements on the course for round two, or, you know, go ahead as planned with their normal pin placements? It's going to be great stuff. It's going to be so much fun. And look, the Chip Brown Show will be coming to you from the Ticket City House on Monday as well to recap everything. So it's unbelievable when you can look at the leaderboard and see Sergio Garcia, Freddie Couples, Ricky Fowler, Tiger Woods at 2 under, Tian Ling Guan right now looking like he's in position to make the cut at 14 years old. Bubba Watson did not have a great day yesterday, but he's not completely out of it. Matt Kuchar, a local who grew up here in Georgia, played at Georgia Tech. The fans were going crazy for him yesterday. So we'll get into all of it. But, hey, listen, it is the Chip Brown Show brought to you by Apple Leasing, coming to you live from the Ticket City House in Augusta, Georgia, on Azalea Drive, just across the street from where these golfers are loading it up at the Masters. And the show will continue. I'll come back with Texas, the Longhorns. What the heck happened at that basketball banquet last night? What's the latest from Mike Cabongo and Julian Lewis? We'll get into that. We'll talk to Goose Goslin of the Dallas Morning News at 7:30. Get the latest from Goose, including the unbelievable Sam Hurd drug story. We'll get into that. Rapid fire with T-Bone at 7:45. At 8 o'clock, we'll keep everything going with the Masters. And at 8:30, listen to this, at 8:30, Joel Sauceda with Max Life, one of the top makers of deer antler spray, will join us here on the Chip Brown Show brought to you by Apple Leasing, and we'll talk about what all the fuss is about. Why are the, you know, sports governing bodies banning this stuff? Ray Lewis was in the spotlight about deer antler spray during the Super Bowl. We'll get into it with Joel Sauceda at 8:30 in the big interview, too. It's all coming your way. But before we get to it, Apple Leasing. Apple Leasing is the title sponsor of the show. And listen, I speak from experience when I tell you that I drive a 2012 Ford Explorer that I lease from Apple. And it's amazing to me what Scott Crossett has going there in terms of the customer service, in terms of the selection, and in terms of his unbelievable ability to work with you on mileage and just everything. You know, Scott is one of those rare people who I've told you all that he is an organ donor recipient. His life was saved because someone made the decision to donate their organs, and Scott Crossett gets it, and for him, life is a meaningful, incredible experience, and that's the way he serves out his business. And you'll know as soon as you pick up the phone and call Apple Leasing that it is the place you want to be leasing a car. Remember, when you lease a car, You're only paying for the car while you're driving it. You're not paying for that future trade-in value. AppleLeasing.com. Tell them Chip Brown sent you.
2013 is your year to start crossing big things off of your bucket list. Do you want to take in Amen Corner at the Masters or witness the pageantry of the Kentucky Derby? Maybe take a visit to the Big Apple for the U.S. Open? Whatever your dream, you can start enjoying these once-in-a-lifetime events by calling Ticket City. The expert staff has attended these events and will help put together your perfect experience. For over 23 years, Ticket City has been your source for tickets. Visit TicketCity.com or call 1-800-SOLD-OUT today.
Your Texas Stars are back at Cedar Park Center Friday, April 19th and Saturday, April 20th. Be there Friday at 7:30 on Texas Lottery Lucky Section Night. Arrive early to get your Max Fortunas mini bobblehead courtesy of Farmers Insurance. Enjoy $3 domestic drafts at every Friday game. On Saturday, the puck drops at 7 on Fan Appreciation Night. All fans receive a Texas Stars commemorative print, plus have the chance to win with our Lucky Seat giveaway. Every Saturday, bring the whole family for a fun night out on Family 4-Pack Night. Call 512-GO-STARS or visit TexasStarsHockey.com to get your tickets now.
Chip Brown Show coming to you from the Ticket City House in Augusta, Georgia. Are you kidding me? Azalea Drive. Let me get T-Bone in here real quickly because I totally hogged the first segment of the show. She will be killing it in rapid fire coming up. But real quickly before we get to the Longhorns basketball banquet last night and how Rutgers may be impacting realignment, T-Bone, tell everybody what your Masters experience day one was like.
It was unbelievable. We got into onto the course around 4:30 ish, 5 o'clock, and
yeah, because we traveled to get here yesterday, and the badges are so tough to get. But yep, got in.
And the first
thanks to Ticket City.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you to Ticket City. But the first thing that we saw was, we walked up to the hole 18, and we saw some of the headliners of golf. It was crazy. It was unbelievable.
Yeah, and
it was a great experience.
You also got your first experience in the Masters golf shop.
I did. Yeah, that was actually the first experience, the first stop, and I don't think it's possible to get out of there without dropping a couple hundred dollars.
Yeah, no, there's no way.
No way.
Yeah, because if you go home and your friends know you were there and you didn't get them anything, so you got to get stuff for the friends,
and the family, and everything.
And yeah. And if you want to get them something good, you're gonna pay for it a little bit.
Yeah.
So yeah, but we'll get into it much more.
One thing that was crazy is the first, or I guess it was like the second group that came through on hole 18. Who was it that hit the ball into the person's lap?
Oh my gosh! Yes, Bo Van Pelt.
Yeah. So we're sitting there, and it literally was like a scene out of Happy Gilmore, like. This person is sitting right in the front row on the green, and the ball lands in her lap, literally in her lap.
And she doesn't move.
She doesn't move. She can't move.
Can't move. The officials have to come and make a ruling. And so she's sitting there with the golf ball in her lap.
Yeah. I seriously thought it was going to be. Have you seen Happy Gilmore?
Oh, yeah.
Where, you know, the guy.
Play it as it lies.
Yeah, play it as it lies. It was crazy.
You thought Bo Van Pelt was going to have to smack the ball off this woman's lap. Mm-hmm.
And then it happened again.
Yeah, it did. another golfer came through like three groups later and hit the ball over the green, and it landed in a guy's lap.
Yeah.
And they did the exact same thing. The officials came over, gathered. It's like, okay.
Have you ever seen that before?
No.
Me neither.
Never. No,
crazy.
It was unbelievable. Mm-hmm. All right, 7:15 and 8:15 on the Chip Brown Show, brought to you by Apple Leasing. We talked Texas, and last night was the Longhorns basketball banquet, and... You know, let's be honest, not a ton of high fives being thrown around at the Texas basketball banquet, but some interesting news because everybody's waiting to find out what Mike Cabongo, the sophomore guard who's contemplating jumping to the NBA, what's he going to do? And then also Julian Lewis, the sophomore guard, who, you know, as if you're a subscriber at orangebloods.com, I've been reporting that he is undecided at this point, or at least he's not publicly stated what his intentions are for next year. Well, those two both spoke at the Texas basketball banquet, and I don't think the news, they didn't come right out and say what they're going to do, but the body language, everything leads you to indicate, as we've been reporting, that Mike Cabongo likely to go to the NBA and Julian Lewis probably 65-35 that he will transfer. Now, again, nothing official from these two, but Mike Cabongo was asked if he had made a decision about whether to go to the NBA. He said, no, I'm just focused on the team today, not worried about that. I'm just having fun with my teammates. That's all tonight is really about. I might have something a little soon, but right now I'm just focusing on today right now. If Mike Cabongo was staying, he would have announced that at the banquet, right? I mean, he would have said, I'm staying. I'm back. I'll be back. I can't wait. I got these guys. We're going to fix this thing. So Cabongo has done all of the paperwork necessary for him to go into the draft. And remember, they can come out of the draft as long as they don't hire an agent. They're trying to help kids from completely losing their eligibility as a result of going into the draft when maybe their value is not where it should be. Now, they can get an evaluation, an underclass evaluation, much like the football players can get from the NFL, an indication of where they would be drafted. Mike Cabongo has done that, but nothing definitive from him. Now, Julian Lewis, remember, Texas has already had Jalen Bond and Sheldon McClellan announce that they are transferring from the Texas program. They were part of that 2011 recruiting class that was supposed to be the foundation class for Rick Barnes. It was Cabongo, Sheldon McClellan, Jalen Bond, Sterling Gibbs, Jonathan Holmes, and Julian Lewis. And as you guys have heard me say on the show, Julian Lewis is more of the prototypical Rick Barnes player, that junkyard dog who will defend and do the dirty work. But when he was asked about what his plans are, Julian Lewis said, he was asked about what he needed to do to improve his game. And he said, I got to be more aggressive. I settled for jump shots. I got to be more aggressive and attack the rim. Then he was asked about how spring workouts have been going. And Julian Lewis basically said, I can't speak about that right now. No comment. That's a problem. If Julian Lewis was comfortable about being at Texas, he would have said, hey, these workouts are going great, right? These workouts are great. We're going to get this thing going. It's going to all work. And, I've been reporting it's probably 65-35 that Julian Lewis will leave the program. And after those comments last night, that still seems about right. He is going to class. He's engaged in school and academics. And the longer this thing plays out, the more it could change, or that Lewis could decide, hey, I'm good. I'm staying at Texas. But remember, again, I reported about 10 days ago that Lewis went home to think everything over. And I think the Texas, the officials at Texas were hoping he would come back and say, hey, I'm staying. And he didn't. And that gave them the impression that he was looking around and trying to figure out where he was going to transfer to before announcing that he was going to transfer to, right? Don't leave a job unless you have another job. Don't do that, because it's a dog-eat-dog world out there, and you don't want to be wearing milk-bone underwear. So don't leave a job until you have a job. Julian Lewis looking like a guy who wants to have a program to transfer to before he announces he's transferring. All right, so there's the latest on the Longhorn Hoopsters, who have big decisions to make. And that basketball banquet was a little bit like the Sergio Garcia Pessimist Club, although Sergio Garcia is 6-under and leading the Masters. So Texas basketball doesn't have that much to hang its hat on. Texas basketball got waxed in the first round of the CBI tournament against Houston. The highlight reel at the basketball banquet last night was all the other teams in the Big 12's highlights. No, I'm kidding. We're just having some fun here. All right, listen, I will get to the Rutgers, the potential impact that Rutgers is having on realignment. I'll get into that more at 8:15, okay? Stay with me on this. Coming up next, we're going to talk to Goose Goslin of the Dallas Morning News. The guys is locked in on the Cowboys, Rangers, you name it. But the NFL draft is coming up. We are T-minus 2 weeks from the NFL draft, and Goose is the NFL draft guru. We'll talk to Goose about that coming up next. Before we do, AV Consultations. AV Consultations can change the way you look at your home, the lighting, the sound, your television screen. Don't buy a television from anyone other than AV Consultations, because first and foremost, Tom McKay gives you the best price. Look, he gets his inventory wholesale, passes that savings on to you, and then delivers the television to you and installs it if you want it hung over your fireplace or on your ceiling or whatever. And you're never going to know he was there. That's how good their work is. Unbelievable. All you have to do is pick up the phone and call 512-255-8678. That's 512-255-8678. Or visit avconsultations.com. Tell them Chip Brown sent you.
Get ready for some good old-fashioned fun. The Express are rolling home with new faces and new places to catch all the action, including four tops and Dell Diamond premium seats, a brand-new larger-than-life HD video board, and more. All aboard! You don't want to miss any of the action this season, so get your tickets today and cheer on your Round Rock Express. Check out the full game schedule and purchase your tickets online.
Get on board. The Express is rolling on.
RoundRockExpress.com.
For all you Time Warner Cable subscribers, did you know YNN has a 24-hour sports channel in addition to its 24-hour news channel?
That's right. Get local sports all the time on Channel 408 and Channel 1509 on Time Warner Cable.
And you can even catch me breaking down Texas and the Big 12 each week.
YNN goes on the road to all the sporting events that matter to you.
And they do a pregame show before every Texas home game. Tune into the All Sports Channel.
Channel 408 and 1509 on Time Warner Cable.
Are you a Texas fan? Then you need to get to OrangeBloods.com, the leading news source covering the Texas Longhorns. There may be other sites around, but none that can come close to the 10-year empire Jeff Ketchum has built. Over the last decade, OrangeBloods.com has not only been the leading source to all things Texas Longhorns, it has also broken national stories, most notable the 2010 Big 12 missile crisis, where despite all its sources, the worldwide leader of sports was forced to cite OrangeBloods.com's reporting through the very end. Richard Deitch of Sports Illustrated said in what might be the first example of a fan-based website leading the coverage of a national sports story, OrangeBloods.com owned the Big 12 realignment story. On top of the phenomenal coverage, OrangeBloods.com provides a message board family that can only be described as dysfunctional. I laugh every day at the subscribers' content on OrangeBloods.com, and I promise you will too. Become a subscriber today by going to OrangeBloods.com. Cheaper than a newspaper, 10 times the Longhorn coverage.
Till the room comes off, till the lights go out, till my leg give out, can't shut my mouth, till the smoke clears out, and my high turn out, I'ma rip this till my bone pull out, till the room comes off, till the lights go out, till my leg give out, can't shut my mouth, till the smoke clears out, and my high, I'ma rip this till my bone pull out.
Music is like magic, there's a certain feeling you can't.
Chip Brown Show coming to you from the Ticket City House in Augusta, Georgia, right across the street from where Tian Lang Guan, at 14 years old, stared down Augusta National and shot a 73 yesterday. To me, I think that story is as interesting, fascinating, compelling as Sergio Garcia overcoming his own doubt as a golfer to go 6-under and share the lead at the Masters. We'll get into all of that. But right now, listen, it's time for the big interview. And it's Friday, which means we're talking to the guru, Goose Gosselin of the Dallas Morning News. Goose, how are you doing?
I'm doing okay now. You could shoot a 73, couldn't you, Augusta?
I could shoot a 73 in the first five holes. Goose,
I'm in rainy Detroit right now.
You're in rainy Detroit. What are you doing in rainy Detroit?
So I spoke at they had a Michigan State Spartan Journalism Classic. I was on a panel with Greg Kelser, Steve Smith, and Mateen Cleaves.
How about that?
Talk to the young journalists about the biz.
Hey,
it's kind of neat.
Yeah, tell them. What'd you tell them? Pick a different profession.
I said, go to talk radio. Life is easy in talk radio.
Yeah, you're going to talk radio. Just blab for a couple hours and call it a day.
You get to go to Augusta, all kinds of neat places to talk radio.
I'm telling you what, the Ticket City House, it is something to behold, Goose. Goose, what were you doing at 14 years old that you remember?
Playing hockey.
Okay, all right.
A lot of hockey back then.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm playing a lot of hockey back then.
Playing some hockey. That's what I'm talking about.
High school hockey.
Yeah. I mean, Tian Lang Guan staring down Augusta National yesterday. All right, Goose, let's talk about the Cowboys. The NFL draft, we're, what, inside 2 weeks to the draft?
Right.
And maybe before we get to that, Sam Hurd has pled guilty to possession of cocaine and marijuana with intent to distribute. Based on his arrest as a Chicago Bear after five seasons with the Cowboys, outside a Chicago steakhouse where he apparently bought a kilo of cocaine from an undercover agent and then said, hey, I want to keep buying these kilos for about $25,000 every month. What, I mean, Sam, how crazy, you've been around the NFL forever, Goose. How crazy was the Sam Hurd story?
Oh, there have been a lot of crazy things, but what? I guess he had no option but to plead guilty when they get you that red-handed.
Yeah.
There's a lot of crazy stuff that goes on. And I take you back to the 60s when Paul Hornung and Alex Karras got suspended for gambling. There's a lot of stuff. A lot of times pro athletes think they're above it, that they're Superman, they're bulletproof, they can get away with anything. Well, in real life, they can't. And Hornung and Karras figured that out in the 60s, and Sam Hurd's figuring it out now. You still got to play by the rules on and off the field.
Goose, as you look at this NFL draft and you've had a chance to kind of contemplate what's going to happen, what stands out to you? What are the top storylines in your mind right now?
Well, there's very little skill at the top of the draft. You don't have the franchise quarterbacks, the great running backs, even the receivers. I mean, it's shocking how little talent there is at the skill positions in the first round. I've talked about this before. I think you could have 22 offensive defensive linemen in the first round. I think there could be a bunch of quarterbacks going a second. Now, I do think Geno Smith will be a one. Matt Barkley could be a late one. Tyler Wilson probably somewhere in the second there because you need quarterbacks. These guys probably don't belong where they're going to get drafted, but you know we've seen the last couple of years with the Lockers and the Tannehills, the Blaine Gabberts, say teams reach for quarterbacks. But I think it's a great draft for big people. If you need blockers and defensive tacklers, I think you can find them. And I think that's right in the Cowboys' wheelhouse if they don't screw it up.
Goose Gosselin of the Dallas Morning News. Follow him on Twitter, at Rick Gosselin, DMN. Goose, which of those quarterbacks do you think has the best chance to make it in the NFL?
The guy I really like is Tyler Wilson of Arkansas.
Yeah.
I really like his makeup, and he showed us last year the toughness. All the supporting cast, running for his life, took a beating, just a physical pounding. There's something about this kid I really like. I sat down and talked to him at the combine. I think there's a lot to this kid. I think somebody's going to get him in the second round. I think he's going to be a pretty good player for somebody. You get some blocking, you get some talent around him. Of all those guys, I'd probably take him. I'd be scared to take Geno Smith that high and give him that kind of money. I don't know about Geno Smith. I think that Barkley and Landry Jones, if they were going to be first-round draft picks, they would have come out last year. I think they were third-rounders last year, and I think on the talent board, they're probably third-rounders again this year, but they're going to both get overdrafted. But I would say Tyler Wilson. He's a guy that intrigues me. Also, E.J. Manuel, Florida State. There's a lot. He's got the size. I think he's the fastest quarterback in this draft. If you wanted to run some read option stuff, I think Manuel would be a good candidate for it.
Goose Gosselin, Dallas Morning News, the NFL draft coming up. And, Goose, when you look around the division, the Cowboys, it just seems like, and you've said it, they need, probably three offensive linemen. They need another receiver. They got to find a running back somewhere to back up or provide some insurance for
tight end, two safeties, another pass rusher. You've got six draft picks. You got about nine needs.
And
you got no money in free agency to fill all their holes.
Yeah,
it's a mess.
Yeah, and
but the whole division hinges on Robert Griffin III coming back from the knee. That's the best team in the division. If he's back healthy. And the Robert Griffin we saw last year, I think the Redskins are the easy favorite going in. I think the Giants have done some roster overhauling, and that's the team that drafts well. I'm curious to see what they come up with, but I think they'll be in the mix. Like Philadelphia, Chip Kelly, it'll be a learning experience for him. I think Cowboys and the Eagles will be on the bottom end of the division, but the Cowboys just have so many needs, and they're an old team too. The best players, Witten, Ware, Romo, are all guys in their 30s. And when you get in your 30s in the NFL, your best seasons are behind you. Your best season should come from 26 to 30. After that, you're in jeopardy. We've seen that with all these 30-year-olds being cut this year. There have been 57 primary starting players cut. Salary cap casualties this year. 47 of them would be in their 30s this year. This league doesn't like age. The Cowboys love age.
Speaking of age, Goose, Vince Young works out for the Oakland Raiders. Speculation about whether he might get a deal. The Oakland Raiders, Goose. They've got Terrell Pryor. Your thoughts on Vince Young working out for the Raiders?
I think the best thing that happened to Vince Young was the fact that the read option came in. I wrote a column this week talking about the read option. I think you see Pat White's back in. Washington signed him. I think somebody signs Vince Young as the incorporated read option package. He's got a place there. Do I think he'll ever be a starter in this league again? No. But I think in a read option, I think he can be an asset for a team. And you're going to see all kinds of guys. The running quarterback, Matt Scott of Arizona, ran the read option at Arizona for Rich Rodriguez, and he was very proficient at it. I think he'll get overdrafted because of that. Again, Emmanuel, I think, will go and be used as part of a read option package. But I think what really benefits Vince Young is the fact that the league is now looking for the mobile quarterbacks again. And I think he'll be in the league this year.
Goose, the Oakland Raiders, they got a coach who's like 16 years old. And, give me your thoughts on that organization. Al Davis obviously no longer with us, but what's the vibe around the Oakland Raiders organization?
Well, I think the organization ran aground in Al Davis the last couple of years, and I think hiring Reggie McKenzie out of the Green Bay system, he knows how to build a team. It's going to take a couple of years to fix it. And I think Reggie McKenzie can do it. I think if they hang with Dennis Allen, I think he'll be fine as the head coach of that team. They thought they had the answer with Carson Palmer. They didn't. You got to find a quarterback. That's the key. But I think they're headed in the right direction. I think they'll have another good draft, and I think the Redskins won't be the doormat that they've been in from Al Davis the last few years.
How about the Carson Palmer story, Goose? I mean, the guy does nothing in Oakland, and he gets another big payday. How much?
Did you say Carson Palmer or Tony Romo?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, your thoughts on just the Palmer situation and the desperation, as you mentioned, for a quarterback?
Well, I think that says more about Arizona than it does Carson Palmer. they don't have a quarterback. And they have an offensive guy, Bruce Arians, who is an offensive guru, quarterback guru. He thinks he can get something out of Carson Palmer. I mean, Carson Palmer looks like Troy Aikman. He's got the same physical, you know, skill set of Aikman. And I guess they're hoping they can get that Bruce can coax the last bit of ability out of him and salvage something from his career these last few years. But I think it's more, it says more about the desperation of the Cardinals to find a quarterback that they would reach out for Carson Palmer than it does about Palmer's skills.
Goose Gossin of the Dallas Morning News. And Goose, Jeff Garcia says the Jets need to dump Tim Tebow to help Mark Sanchez. What do you think?
Yeah, I would. I think Tebow's going to get traded. And again, find a team looking for the read option. If I was San Francisco, you know, I know they traded for Colt McCoy. I would draft Colin Klein and trade for Tebow. Then you got three quarterbacks: Kaepernick, Tebow, and Colin Klein, all similar skill set. Kaepernick is the best passer of that group. But if one of them gets hurt, and if you're going to run the read option, one or two of them are going to get hurt. I would load myself up with those three guys. I think you can get Tebow on the cheap right now. And I think a team that runs a read option is going to pull the trigger on a deal for him.
Goose, this is probably one of my favorite, it is one of my favorite stories of the day because it was so bizarre. Willie Amendola, the father of Danny Amendola, was on the football field in Cowboys Stadium after his team, Spring Dakani, had just won the state championship. And some equipment guys were loading those orange end zone pylons, and they're super heavy, into a equipment cart. And then the cart, one of those pylons fell on the accelerator, and the cart ran over Willie Amendola, and he's now suing the Cowboys or Cowboys Stadium for $1 million. I mean, your thoughts on this? It was like a skit out of the Three Stooges, Goose.
Yeah, it was a YouTube highlight when it happened. It was all over the place. But it's a chance to get some money. I don't know the nature of the injuries that he suffered, but if it's anything involving the back at his age, you know, then some compensation is likely going to be due him. And you're going to have to sue to get it, which is what he did.
Goose, hang in there in rainy, cold Michigan, all right?
I'm heading to the airport to get out to
Good.
Rainy, cold Dallas.
Good, yeah. Get back here to or get to rainy, cold Texas.
You got everybody's bucket list item going here. A trip to the Masters.
Listen, I got fingers crossed, toes crossed. Ticket City came through for us huge yesterday, and we got to see a bunch of the leaders, including Sergio Garcia. So I'm in heaven, Goose, and then on Monday I'm gonna still be here. So I got a few more days left in heaven. You know what I'm saying?
Are you going to get to play Monday? I know they let some writers play it the day after the tournament. Did you get one of those numbers?
No.
Would have been great.
Oh, yeah. No. I know so many guys who've gotten to play Augusta the day after the Masters as part of the media deal. My number has never come up in that deal. Never.
You talk radio, though.
Exactly. They don't care about talk radio. They like those writers. Hey, Goose, have a great weekend, my friend.
Okay, Jeff. I'll talk to you next week. Take care.
All right. Goose Gosselin. Follow him on Twitter, at Rick Gosselin, DMN. Read him at the Dallas Morning News, dallasnews.com online. All right, coming up next, T-Bone and I go through the rapid-fire headlines, a ton of them having to do with our day on the course at the Masters in round one, thanks to Ticket City. It is the Chip Brown Show brought to you by Apple Leasing, coming to you live from the Ticket City House here in Augusta. And Ticket City's, I mean, I'm staring at all the clients coming in to pick up their badges to go live out their bucket list of going to the Masters. A Masters leaderboard that has Sergio Garcia, Tiger Woods, Freddie Couples, Ricky Fowler, Matt Kuchar. It's an unbelievable event. No one does it like Ticket City, and I'm watching it all happen right now. This is what they do. They make your dreams come true. The Kentucky Derby, No one does the Kentucky Derby like Ticket City. You think it's about a horse race. It's not. It's about the parties. It's about everything that goes on around the Kentucky Derby. You need to call 1-800-SOLD-OUT and let Ticket City tell you what that experience is really all about. The U.S. Open Tennis Tournament, all the big events, and all the concerts, and all the Broadway shows, that's what Ticket City does. And they're based right in Austin. I mean, they get it. They get the customer service end of it. They get everything in terms of making sure that from the moment you call to the moment you're experiencing your event, that it's all a dream. And I'm watching it happen here in Augusta at the Ticket City House. Give them a call today, 1-800-SOLD-OUT, or visit TicketCity.com. Tell them Chip Brown sent you.
Cover 3, located right in the heart of Austin on Anderson Lane between Mopac and Burnett, gives you high-end food without the high-end prices. Sports fans love Cover 3 because there are high-definition televisions throughout the restaurant for you to watch your favorite team, but Cover 3 is about the food. The incredible lunch specials, all-night happy hour on Mondays and Tuesdays, brunch on the weekends with a do-it-yourself Bloody Mary bar, and Cover 3 is the perfect place to host parties or meetings in the banquet room that seats 60 with a giant screen or in the treehouse lounge overlooking the restaurant. Call to make a reservation at 374-1121. For dining, spirits, and sports, it's Cover 3.
Tennis is a sport for life. Whether you've played since you were a kid, have gotten away from the game and are thinking about getting back on the court, or taking up the sport for the first time, go to USTA.com, where you can find out information on your local programs, leagues, and tennis court locations. If you have kids, there's no better sport to get them involved with than tennis. At USTA.com, you can learn about right-sized equipment for kids ages 5 to 10. Bigger balls, shorter rackets, and smaller nets help kids sustain rallies, build confidence, and excel at an earlier age. For more information, visit USTA.com or numeral 10 and under tennis.com.
Shout to the heart, and you're too late, darling. You give love a bad name.
Chip Brown Show coming to you from the Ticket City House in Augusta, Georgia, Azalea Drive. And get this, at the Masters last year, there was like no hard freeze here in Georgia. And the azaleas bloomed early. So the azaleas had come and gone at last year's Masters. There was like no color on the course. No, you know, fluorescent pinks and purples and unbelievable. That's what the Masters is known for. This year, the azaleas are out in force. No fear. The azaleas are out in force. All right, it is time for rapid fire. T-Bone, the executive producer of the show, who got to experience the Masters for the first time yesterday. I don't know that she fully realizes what, you know, how lucky she was. But yeah.
What? You put me on blast?
Well, no, I'm just saying, we walk out to 18 and there's Tian Lang Guan.
Yeah, you didn't even realize who that was until I told
birdie.
You. So be careful.
What?
Tread carefully.
He
there.
Looks like he's a keychain. He's so small. He's 14. He's 14. I want people to tweet at me, Chip Brown OB, or text 512-200-3776. Tell me what you were doing when you were 14 years old. Goose was playing some hockey. You know, I mean, it's amazing to me that this guy could steady himself and seem like a savvy veteran at the age of 14, shooting a 73 yesterday in the first round of the Masters. And we got to see him. And T-Bone, we saw Sergio Garcia come through, Dustin Johnson, Freddie Couples, Matt Kuchar, Rory McIlroy's girlfriend. All right, enough. Do you understand?
Of course I understand.
Okay. Just saying. Ticket City making it happen. Ticket
Amazing.
City
Amazing.
Making it happen.
You ready for this?
Yes.
Okay. So Thursday night, the Dodgers and Padres were playing each other.
Dodgers and Padres.
And it is the bottom of the sixth. It's 2-1. 2-1, so one run game.
Close game.
In a full count. Okay?
3-2.
Yes. Dodgers pitcher Zach Greinke is out basically for 6 to 8 weeks with a broken collarbone after Padres outfielder Carlos Quinton charged him and ended in a bench clearing brawl. So Greinke hit Quinton with a pitch, full count, one-run game in the bottom of the sixth.
And now his collarbone is broken.
And if you've watched the video, I mean, Carlos Quinton looks like a linebacker taking out this pitcher. And, I mean, it's crazy.
So yeah, Greinke's not a big guy.
No. So Dodgers manager Don Mattingly was irate, saying, quote, "Nothing happens if he goes to first base like in baseball, you know you do, because you know he's not throwing at you at 3-2 in a 2-1 game. That's zero understanding of the game of baseball. He shouldn't play a game until Greinke can pitch again." Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I mean, that seemed like a guy who knew he had the physical advantage on a pitcher wanting to go show that he's a tough guy.
Yeah.
Almost like a goon in hockey who wants to show his coach that he can throw hands and defend maybe the team's leading scorer. This one makes very little sense.
Yeah.
Like maybe there's a history between Quinton and Greinke that we need to find out more about or something. Because, yeah, that makes no sense. Look, if you get hit with a pitch in a 2-1 game in a full count, go to first. And yeah, help your team get, you know,
and it hit,
win the game.
It hit him in the arm. It's one thing if he's throwing at his head. Hitting him in the arm.
Yeah.
I mean, it's unbelievable. And the best part of this story, though, so the Dodgers outfielder, Matt Kemp, ended up confronting Carlos Quinton in the tunnel after the game, and that led to a physical altercation that had to get broken up by Padres or players and the police. And that altercation ended in Matt Kemp walking away saying, "We'll see," which with a B. That was the quote.
Oh my.
That ended that exchange.
Oh my. Hello.
And then Kemp goes on and says to reporters, quote, "I think Carlos Quinton went to Stanford. I heard there's some smart people at Stanford. That wasn't too smart."
Oh, you gotta love baseball. You just gotta love baseball. All right, so Zach Greinke has a busted collarbone.
Out 6 to 8 weeks.
And Carlos Quinton's being a bully and being called a witch with a B.
Yep.
All right, what else we got?
Well, I wanted to talk a little bit about a controversy here at the Masters. And this is headline news here. There's a huge controversy that the pimento cheese sandwich recipe has changed.
What?
You're a fan of that sandwich, aren't you?
I can't eat pimento cheese. I don't get it. You know, these pimento peppers or whatever, I don't know. I tried a pimento cheese sandwich and I kind of threw up in my mouth a little bit.
I don't even know what that is. Is it pimento what's inside of olive?
Yeah.
That red thing? Oh.
Yeah. So that's a huge thing here in the South and in Georgia and in Augusta. And me, I'll go with the tuna on wheat at the Masters. Maybe egg salad sandwich or the chicken sandwich. I mean, the prices of these sandwiches, it's ridiculous. They're like $2.
Yeah.
And the drinks, I mean, you and I were stockpiling pink lemonade and sweet tea yesterday because the cups are the thing. You get 2013 Masters cups for
$1.50 with a drink in it.
So you're just like, you're slugging pink lemonade, you're slugging sweet tea to get the cups because those are the cheapest thing you're going to get at the Masters, and you got to bring something back for your friends. Oh no, I'm giving away all my secrets now. But yeah, if you change the recipe for the pimento cheese sandwich, that's like saying Tiger Woods can't play at the Masters. That's the equivalent for some of these members here at Augusta. And there's been a waiting list to be a member at Augusta since 73. I mean, it's so hard. You can't. It's ridiculous to become a member at Augusta National. It doesn't happen. But for some of these families, they pass the membership on and on and on down the way. You change the recipe for the pimento cheese sandwich, you might as well take one of the holes off of Augusta National and say, we're only playing with 17 holes this year. We're taking away hole number 10. That hole's gone. That's how big a deal this is. We'll see. I'm going to have to try that today.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to try the new pimento cheese sandwich. I'll take one bite and spit it out.
Mm.
But that way I can say, I tried it. You know?
Deadspin.com is reporting that the 10-year sellout streak for the Boston Red Sox is coming to an end. But there is another controversy if that 10-year streak, sellout streak, really existed.
Yeah, you know,
I've been to a Boston Red Sox game within the last 10 years. It didn't look sold out to me. I mean, I can promise you that.
That's that whole...
I walked up to the Green Monster. I just talked to the security guard, and he allowed me to go up there.
Well, I talked that's to him you. You know, you're...
Those tickets go for, like...
What are you, 5'7"? anyway, here's the thing. It's always announced attendance versus turnstile.
Yeah.
And we talked to Texas basketball at 7:15, the banquet. At least they announce the turnstile attendance
right. With
the tickets sold.
Yeah.
So these sellout streaks, I mean, the Cowboys claim sellouts, you know. And they have to be sold out, not to be blacked out on local television, all that stuff. And everyone wonders, well, you know, who's buying up the tickets and all that. Look, the bottom line is go to Fenway Park. Actually, call Ticket City.
Yeah.
And get your tickets to Fenway Park and go, because it's absolutely one of the destination ballparks. I've been to Fenway Park. And the Monster is the deal. You got to get out to the Monster. Even if you're sitting behind home plate, get out there. After the sixth inning, you can kind of finagle your way in there.
No, here's the trick, okay? If you can't, because those tickets are really hard to come by. The Green Monster tickets are...
the most expensive.
Yeah, they're the most expensive, and they only have a limited number. So if you kind of look up at the Monster and see if it's not completely full and you can't buy a ticket to sit there the whole game, go to the security guard. Get a girl. Have her go to the security guard.
Get a girl.
And
yeah, that's just real easy. See, you know, for us guys, hey, just get a girl.
Well, just like, you know, like give her like $5. Be like, hey, just do this for me if you don't have her with you already. And have her talk to the security guard. Tell them that it's just like your dream come true to be at Fenway Park. And that you've always wanted to sit on the Green Monster and just experience it, or just even go up there to see it. And tell them, you know, I traveled all the way from Texas. And I mean, I'm kind of giving away my secret, but that's what I did. And he said, come back in the sixth inning. I came back in the fourth inning and I got right up on the Green Monster.
See, there you go.
So there you go.
There you go. That's all you need, guys. Get a girl. take her out there in the fourth inning. And
no,
let
no
her,
before the game starts. You have to go
before the game starts.
Talk to this.
Let her sweet talk the guy, and then come back in the fourth inning, and you'll be up in the Green Monster at Fenway Park. There you go. That's all you need, guys. Okay?
All you need.
If you go to the park with a bunch of guys, you got to go find a girl somewhere tailgating.
I mean, it may work for a guy, too. I'm not.
She's got to be hot.
I'm not, you know.
So you got to give her something. You're going to have to, like, I mean, I don't know.
Buy her drinks, something. But guys can probably do it, too.
Okay.
Right. I don't discriminate. That could happen.
All right. Rapid fire. All right. Anything else? You know what? We'll come back and then we'll get into the experience on the course yesterday. Because the girlfriends, T-Bone's take on the girlfriends, the celebrity girlfriends. They've become as big a part of the story here at the Masters as the golfers. Paulina Gretzky, Caroline Wozniacki, Lindsey Vonn, they're all here, and they're all making news. We'll talk about it coming up next.